live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves if you know the amplifier-only call-in number. We are still toll-free-less tonight, Manwich. So, still somewhat of a crippled show, but at least we're back, we're live. We are up on the satellite and therefore on your radio station if that's how you're listening to the show. So it's going to
be back. Live if nothing else.
Indeed, it is going to be back. The amplifier line is available. You can also email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. As always, we are loaded up with stuff tonight, man, which I know that you want to talk about some sort of chemicals being used on plant matter to eradicate drugs,
yes.
If I understand it. It's apparently a pretty dangerous, scary program. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Coming up, also, Indiana, there's a smoking ban going into effect, and one man has had enough. We'll share with you what it is that he did about it, and I happen to think he's a hero. And also on the way, Canada looks like they're scrapping legalizing marijuana. They're throwing that whole idea out the window. Violent video games bill in Michigan has been thrown out, which is some good news. And teen whores in Atlanta, some dangerous... underground goings-on in the city of Atlanta with pimps and prostitution, underage prostitution. Not just regular old prostitution, but underage prostitution. Also, the frogs are still at it over there in France. They're freaking out, still having riots. What are we going on, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's not quite as... it doesn't have quite the energy behind it did previously, but now they're making up for it by...
burning more cars?
Throwing rocks.
Also, 40,000 pills. 40,000... ecstasy pills were taken by one man.
What?
And we'll talk about him.
40,000?
So, that's right.
That's not a good idea.
So all of that and more, but let's start with this from New Jersey. Now here is a perfect example of some New Age propaganda for you, some neoconservative, neocon propaganda, man, which I couldn't believe it when I saw this headline. Big Brother cleans up crime in New Jersey town. East Orange, New Jersey, from Reuters. Lenox Avenue in suburban East Orange was a hotbed of drugs and gun mayhem in one of New Jersey's toughest streets. But Big Brother has cleaned it up. Police here say that thanks to new technology, there hasn't been a single violent crime in almost a year on a street where the notorious Bloods gang sold $10 hits of crack cocaine and drive-by shootings were once commonplace. Now, high-tech cameras and gunshot sensors are mounted at each end of Lenox Avenue and on many other East Orange streets. The residential avenue of mainly multifamily homes is blocked from traffic, and with the exception of the 24-hour police presence, it looks as tranquil as most New Jersey suburbs. There's no drug dealers or nothing here. They all left, said Andre Davis, age 15, riding his scooter on Lenox Street. There's no gangbangers, no drugs. The cops done a good job, says Andre. The effort is part of a push to reverse a trend which saw the town, once a middle-class suburb of executives who took a 30-minute train ride to Manhattan, reverse a decline sparked by a 1967 race riots in neighboring Newark, which gradually transformed the town into a slum populated almost entirely by lower-income blacks. Quote, "This was once a very prominent city and a very safe place to live, according to the police director of the town of about 70,000 people, consider that a small city, 70,000.
Yeah.
Whose Central Avenue was once called the Fifth Avenue of New Jersey. More recently, people were fearful of not being able to walk in the streets. So the veteran New York City police officer took the top job in 2004 and says ever since, homicides have dropped to a 25-year low. Overall crime at a 20-year low. Last summer, police installed cameras in crime-ridden neighborhoods, and on the city's commercial center, each equipped with sensors that can detect the sound of gunfire. Police use the cameras to zoom in on city streets and certain streets and virtually walk down the pavements looking for crime. It's working, man, which Big Brother is a success, according to this article. Maybe we were wrong this whole time. Well, is it possible we were wrong and maybe we really should be encouraging more police cameras in our streets? And heck, why don't we just open up our homes while we're at it?
Where did the crime go?
Well, I don't know if this article mentions that.
I don't think it does. I mean, I would imagine that it had to have gone somewhere.
In what local cops call the brain room, half a dozen officers monitor a large flat-screen television showing street activity, and a virtual community patrol allows residents to view panoramic still pictures of their block and report crimes to police using their home computers. So they spent about $300,000 on this particular surveillance system, and the internet technology that brings it all together was donated by a Manhattan-based company. Only a handful of U.S. cities, including Newport News, Virginia, have installed gunshot detectors. more normally used by the military to detect snipers overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq, for instance. But now they're being used here at home. So this whole article is just a rah-rah cheer fest for the police state. It's a rah-rah cheer fest for somebody watching you with all these police cameras they have around.
Well, it does seem to focus on some of the benefits of having cameras around. I mean, they managed to get rid of crime on, what is it, Lexington Avenue?
I've just gone past that point. I'm not sure. Somewhere in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, yeah.
So they want to transform the neighborhood into a new art center. They got plans to open retail facilities and galleries. And so, let's see. People just have to believe in us, he said. Barris is more and more alive. More and more white people are urban pioneers and begun looking at East Orange again as a place to live. I find it interesting that they're kind of aligning the factor that this was a bad place to live with the fact that black people happen to live there. And I think that's a little bit suspicious of them to make those suggestions. It's New Jersey. New Jersey is a state where there's massive amounts of gun control. New Jersey is a place where you can barely even own a firearm, as I understand it. It's not out and out banned, I don't think, owning firearms, but it's very heavily regulated and restricted.
As close as they can get. Now, what part of it all bothers you the most?
Cameras in the streets.
Now, would it bother you if it was a private police force that was being contracted by a company that happened to, or a person who happened to own?
If it was a neighborhood association that had agreed to a private contractor, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
So it's not the cameras and it's not the practice. It's really the fact that police are doing it.
It's forcing it on us, is what it is. And it's disturbing to me. And I'm quite disturbed by the attitude of the article, Big Brother cleans up in a New Jersey town. Cleans up crime, it says. So
it sounds like they did.
Well, I'm sure there's... I find it hard to believe that the crime has gone away.
In those areas, I would imagine it has. I just think it's gone elsewhere.
Well, I smell a rat here. When it comes to the cops trying to justify their budgets and prove that they're really doing something effectively, they've been known to adjust numbers in the past.
It's true.
And if there was drug dealing going on, if it was going on out in the street, it's going on inside people's homes now. I mean, that could not have possibly have gone anywhere. Drug dealers and drug users don't just dry up because there's cameras around.
Right.
So they'll just get more careful. Maybe the killings have cut down out in the streets. I don't know how bad it was.
Probably killings in homes have taken their places.
Yeah, maybe people are being stabbed to death now instead of being shot. So I find it hard to take this at face value. I really do. Nor would it make me support cameras being posted on street corners.
I don't
like living in this fascist paradise.
What do you think about the citizens that are taking advantage of the opportunities to look at these cameras and then perhaps report crime to their police force?
Well, I mean, if there's some crime going on, somebody's getting hurt, I don't see a problem with reporting somebody having their life threatened or something like that, or a fight going on, some violence is involved. And neighborhood watches have always been effective ways to fight crime. So I wonder what was going on before this. Did they try to even set up neighborhood watch programs? People too afraid to even go out in their neighborhood to engage in a neighborhood watch?
Well, it would certainly be a lot cheaper. Like, let's take the article at face value that it's worked. It would be a lot cheaper from a taxpayer point of view to allow people to carry guns and to stop the drug war.
Yeah, well, that's not what they're doing, though.
They
spent $300,000 on this new system, and who knows how much they're spending for the half a dozen guys that they have in there at all times monitoring the system, their little war room situation that they've got there. How do you feel about this? Do you think this is a good idea that we have more cameras in the streets, more of a police state? Does this article make you feel like maybe we should move in this direction? I'm not too cool with it. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airways if you know the amplifier only call-in line. If you don't, well, you need to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's unusual. Normally, we do have toll-free lines so everyone can participate, but we're a little crippled tonight. So bear with us. We will get them back to operational status here in a little while, probably within the... I think probably tomorrow, as that's what I'm being told. A little bird has told me so. It's Ian here with you, by the way.
And then with
you. Can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there, over 90,000 posts for you to surf around through, and well over 1,200 people interacting. It's totally free, and it's on our website, freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go straight to it by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the second American Revolution. Call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, we're talking about a story from New Jersey. And I got to say that I'm not for crime. I'm not for violence, okay? The story is Big Brother has cleaned up a New Jersey neighborhood, or a New Jersey small, you know, small city in New Jersey. They're claiming that this $300,000 camera system, part of it was donated, part of it taxpayer paid for, has cleaned it all up. It's gotten rid of the crime. And no, I'm not a fan of crime, but I am certainly less of a fan of Big Brother. I'm less of a fan of this big government coming in here telling us, A, you can't be armed, citizen. What? You just can't handle these weapons. Hand them over, like San Francisco did. In New Jersey, there's heavy gun restrictions. In fact, if somebody out there is in Jersey and wants to share, you know, one of those, somebody who actually knows the laws there, probably know them a lot better than I do. I know they're heavy duty. They're not quite New York City heavy duty. But they're getting up there. So people aren't free to defend themselves in the first place, so it's no wonder that violence was going crazy in this little city to begin with. And so since the violence was going crazy, they put in a bunch of these cameras, and now they're cheering, the cops are cheering, saying, all right, it's been 2 years, and now here we are, the streets are clean, everything's fine, and naturally, I'm a little bit skeptical, man, which so I did a little bit more digging.
Okay.
And at the very bottom of this three-page-long article on Reuters is what I was looking for. It's just one sentence. Businessman Rafis Rajan, age 32, plans to move away because he says gangs still operate here despite the police effort. That's all you get. That's the only portion in an entire article. That's the article is titled Big Brother Cleans Up Crime in New Jersey Town. So an entire three-page article dedicated to extolling the virtues of the police state. You get one little rebuttal from one local businessman, and I'm telling you, I believe that this guy, Mr. Nafis, I think he's in tapped into the pulse of the community a heck of a lot better than the cops are. The cops probably know what he's talking about, but they're liars. So they're lying about the fact that the city's been cleaned up, and maybe the murder rate's down a few murders. Maybe that's true. But as this guy's pointing out, the gangs are still there, so he's out of there. What do you think about that, Mailish?
Well, I think that it does prove the point that I was saying, that I think that the violence has probably moved off the streets, that they have cameras on them, and to someplace else, mm-hmm. and that guy says that. And it seems it's a neat trick to take away everybody's guns and then to come up with some other system for, mandate the guns that are gone away. They didn't take them away. But,
right.
Then mandate that there's another system that comes into play to cut down on crime that they created by taking away the guns, and, you know, in the process, now they've made themselves indispensable.
They're heroes,
yeah.
Essentially. What would you do without us? Your little town was dying before, and now it's coming very slowly, allegedly, back to life. They have all kinds of grandiose plans for the town. None of it's actually coming to fruition quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think one or two businesses have opened up as a result of these slightly cleaned-up streets. But why can't we just have liberty back? Why can't we just have the freedom to bear the arms that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, guarantees us, the Second Amendment?
Well, social programs are slow, so it slowly destroyed the town, not quickly.
Right.
And slow enough that people didn't really understand that the correlation between these slowly implemented, crackdown on their gun ownership rights
mm-hmm.
had anything to do with the crime coming along. Instead, it was the black people, as the article
points out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and black people want to have peace in their lives just like anybody else, and they want to be free to own guns like other people do. And if they were free to own guns in this particular case, without restriction, without having to beg for permission from the police department, then they could be free to defend themselves, and they wouldn't have to rely on 911 to save them. And I'm telling you, if you rely on 911 to save you, you're going to be sorely, sorely disappointed, maybe to the point of death.
911, you know, a bullet takes milliseconds.
Yeah.
911 takes minutes
yeah.
upon minutes.
And when it comes to a life or death situation,
right.
those minutes might as well be hours.
They might as well be.
So I'm really disappointed here. I'm disappointed, number one, of course, in the people of New Jersey, because really it's all their fault.
Right.
I mean, really, I don't know where I was. I was on the internet on some message board, and I was in the middle of one of those heated online arguments, right, where somebody was just sort of blaming the government and blaming all these other things that are going on the government. And, you know, the government's certainly to blame to an extent. But you and I are to blame, too. And so is everybody else. Everybody in this country has to shoulder some blame for letting the government go out of control. In fact, there's a great example that you have, Manwich, of how powerful just one person can be in the face of this tyrannical state that we have. I believe it's from West Lafayette, Indiana.
Yes.
Because if we all had the courage to do something like what this man did, I think we'd be living in quite a different society today.
West Lafayette will begin enforcing an ordinance banning smoking in most city workplaces and public areas in July 2007.
They're going to put cameras up to make sure we're not smoking, too?
They could very well do that. This is from the Journal and Courier out of Indiana. Before an audience of well over 100 people and after hearing more than 40 of them speak, city council members voted 5-1 in favor of the ordinance during this final reading Monday night. But the possibility of litigation remains. If the ordinance were to pass in its original form, Harry's Chocolate Shop Shop's intention would be to follow through with a lawsuit, business owner Mary Cook said before the meeting. An amendment to the ordinance to exempt all restaurants and bars could have prevented the lawsuit, Cook said. Our intent is to make sure our rights are protected. Of course, we only care about the restaurants. We don't care if anybody else can smoke in their businesses, but, whatever. The owner of the Triple X Family Restaurant, interesting.
Wow.
And Route 66 Diner, both in West Lafayette.
It must be like a ranch kind of thing, like the Triple X ranch.
Stop short of saying whether or not he intended to sue. Due to the lateness of the vote, which came at about 10:30, and that's how they pass these things, by the way.
10:30 at night?
Yeah.
Yes, that is how they do it.
Comments could not be attained after the city council vote. Cook hired Lafayette attorney Tom Herr to gather information and speak for Harry's at the meeting, that's the restaurant. A couple of other West Lafayette business owners helped to pay for the legal help. There are exemptions for some business owners, but not others, Herr said during the meeting.
Some, of course, are more politically connected than others, apparently.
There are exemptions for some employees, but not others. Herr said the exemption of tobacco bars is inconsistent with the ordinance stated intent to protect the health of employees. Before the meeting, Harris said that he had been contracted by other people who might be interested in similar lawsuits.
Obviously, the employees in the tobacco bar are just better people, and they can handle their own choices. It's the rest of the employees in West Lafayette that are little babies, and they just can't figure this smoking thing out, and so we have to protect them.
Well, you'll get to hear about a real act of civil disobedience when we get there.
That's right. This guy did just something amazing, and he's my hero. We'll tell you about he's one of my heroes. We'll tell you about what he did coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. keep it clean and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. If you know the amplifier-only call-in line, there's no toll-free lines tonight. Technical difficulties, so we do apologize for that. But we're not totally incommunicado. We do have email, ftl@freetalklive.com. And if you want to email individual hosts, you can go to freetalklive.com, find those addresses there. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our map there, the listener map, with over 1,000 of our listeners around the world who have gone to it and taken the time to add a little digital pushpin for themselves. It's simple. You type in your location. It's not your exact location. It's your zip code. You type in your zip code, your name, a photo of yourself if you like, and even a phrase to go along with your entry, and there you go. You're on the map along with everyone else. It's cool because you can see who in China is listening and who in your neighborhood is listening.
Yeah.
At map.freetalklive.com.
It's kind of interesting to see who in your neighborhood has decided to go, of our listeners, decided to go to the map and put their little pin in there. And
you know what? You might even find an old college buddy or something like that. So one guy had met up with an old college buddy of his from 15 years ago. They hadn't talked. They found each other on our map, map.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about West Lafayette, Indiana, just passing a smoking ban on almost all businesses. Apparently there's some exemptions, of course, because certain people have political connections, and so therefore they get their business exempted. Like tobacco bars apparently are being exempted.
Right.
But other businesses, you're not going to be allowed to smoke in there. And so tell us what happened at the city council meeting.
Well, two council members who had earlier voted against the ordinance changed their vote. Councilman whoever here said that he had received 323 emails, that he had answered everyone. Though he had reservations, he said he voted in favor of the ordinance because the number of constituents that had told him to do so. Now, that's constituents that said, we want smoke-free workplaces, and we could care less that a business owner owns his property.
Yep.
We should be able to do what we want with somebody else's property.
That's right.
We're goddamn communists.
Or something.
Yes. Over the past 2 days, I've received 30 emails. This is another councilman. And two this morning, a voice, to voice support for the smoking ban.
Wait a minute, are you saying the smoking ban's communist?
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
Smoking ban's communist because if somebody else can tell me what to do with my property, they must own it. So it must be communal property.
Right.
So
how much of it do you own, I wonder? I mean, if it's a communal property thing, does that mean that you own one, if you've got 300,000 people in the area, does that mean each person has an equal claim on your property? I mean, it's not your property anymore, I suppose, but the property that you once thought was yours
has your name on it.
Is it equally
responsible for paying the mortgage for it?
And the taxes.
Yeah.
So do they have an equal claim on it, or do some people have larger claims than others?
Clearly the people that have enough, gumption to get out and get their council people to vote for an ordinance, those are the people, 323 people in this case, those are the ones that have the say.
But West Lafayette, Indiana, that's one of the larger areas of Indiana.
It's my understanding, but I don't know everything about Indiana.
I'm guessing there's more than 300 people in town. I'm just going to take a wild shot in the dark here and guess there's probably a few thousand people that live there. And I'd say probably a few thousand potential voters. So just because 323 people took the time to email this guy, and for all we know it was 50 people who created 5 email addresses apiece and faked them out.
You could very well be one person who cared so much that they created 323 Yahoo, Hotmail, Gmail, and the other sorts of accounts.
I wouldn't put it past some of these people, these activists. I mean, the lobbyists and the activists whose job it is to get these laws passed, they're the ones that really care about making this stuff happen. So why wouldn't they engage in underhanded tactics like that?
Over the past 2 days, I've received 30 emails, and 2 this morning, to voice support for this smoking ban.
28,000 people, West Lafayette.
Yeah, that's it's
300 people. 300
big
people.
Town.
That's all it took. 300 people to pass a smoking ban.
The vast majority of these emails, that's the 30 there, came from Purdue University students. I wonder if they created different student accounts there at the university.
Yeah.
If you had some kind of power to do that.
There's no communists on student on campuses, are there?
Nope. I wish Counselor O'Callaghan had never proposed this ordinance. Plomlin, that's another one of these counselors, said Monday before voting in favor.
What?
Yep, voted in favor. I wish they'd have never done it. West Lafayette.
They forced my hand.
And this is where it gets good. West Lafayette resident Eric Timmerman quoted English philosopher John Locke. After the vote, while the meeting was still in session, governments that restrict people's rights put themselves in a state of war with the people who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience.
Ooh, I like that.
So I'd
paste that sucker on our bulletin board system. That's a good one.
So I'd like to be the first to challenge your smoking ban, Timmerman said, as he lit a cigar and took a puff while standing at the podium in the smoke-free council chambers. I love America.
That's fantastic, yeah.
He's a great American. He says, I love America, I love freedom, and this council, in its infinite wisdom, has now trampled on such, he said before walking out of the room, cigar in hand.
Wow. Wow.
Great man.
Now, did he get arrested?
No. No, well, it does not say that.
It doesn't say?
Yeah, it was so late, it was 10:30 p.m. when they finally got the vote through.
Right.
That the newspaper had to go to press, so there's very little that happened afterwards that's reported. They couldn't talk to any council people or anything like that. It just reported what happened.
You know what I want you to do, in coming up here, when we get a chance, punch his name into Google, and let's see if there's a follow-up story on that guy precisely, because I want to know if he's facing a fine, because it's a smoke-free chamber, so therefore there's some sort of town regulation in place, you know, regulation 70.75G, that prohibits people from smoking in the chambers and prescribes that it might be a misdemeanor fine or some sort of mandatory $500 community service or something like that.
Well,
so I'm curious as to what happened to him.
In all likelihood, that isn't usually how the government would work. You know, and that's in this sort of
what they wouldn't fine the guy for breaking the rules.
Not like that. I wouldn't think so. It doesn't seem like they would go right after a guy that
I don't see why they wouldn't
use his free speech, free expression inside of a council chamber like that.
But it's a smoke-free chamber.
Sorry,
there's a law.
I just don't think they would. Like, they'll definitely come to his business later on and give him a fine or whatever.
Do you still have that Locke quote, that John, I think it's John Locke. Maybe you're right, John Locke, I'm not sure, but you saw that quote because it's
Locke,
fantastic.
West Lafayette.
I've never heard it before.
Yes, it's John Locke. Governments that restrict people's rights put themselves into a state of war with the people who are thereupon absolved, with a state of war with the people who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience.
Well, gosh, so how long has it been since government has started restricting our rights in this country?
Well, governments, that's what governments do.
Yeah, well, okay, yes. It's to the point where it's to the point where I'm kind of tired of it at this point. And so I think I'm going to invoke John Locke.
It's a
state of war time.
I'm not quite ready for a state of war personally, but they are out of control.
Yes, they are.
When people think that they can, you know, 30 emails here from Purdue University students or 323 emails from other residents who are concerned about smoking in businesses, think that they can tell me what I can do in my business. I mean, here's the thing, question, Ian. Mm-hmm. If somebody came to your home and told you what you had to do, like, you have to wear a red shirt while you're inside, that person would just be a maniac. They'd just be a nut. They'd be a little tyrant. They'd be a weirdo.
But what if there was 300 people telling
you? If there's 300 people, then they're a frickin' mob.
That's right.
That doesn't make them right, and it shouldn't make them powerful.
And
it's my house. I own it.
And just because the mob is
my business.
Just because the mob doesn't use torches and pitchforks anymore doesn't make them any less dangerous.
Well, the thing is the mob just delegates their torches and pitchforks to much better weapons. Cops with guns.
And in this case, flunky city council members.
City council members just represent the mob.
Exactly. They don't represent anything that has to do with liberty, anything that has to do with principle or upholding people's freedoms. They represent people that want to take and take and take and restrict other people's lives. We'll come back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. If you know the amplifier-only line, it is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you know the amplifier-only call-in line. That's your only option for voice communication tonight, I'm afraid, because our toll-free lines are down and out, but we will get those back up and running here probably within the next day or two. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version of the show is there, dial-up version, both of them, online and accessible for free at freetalklive.com. West Lafayette, Indiana, passing a smoking ban. The ban's going to affect virtually all workplaces and even public spaces, apparently. We were talking about a man named Eric Timmerman, a pretty courageous guy who got up in the chamber, the council, city council's chamber, lit a cigar and smoked it in the council's chamber while quoting John Locke, which was just brilliant. And we don't think that we haven't found anything, at least online, to say that he has faced any sort of consequences from this. We tried to find him. It's tough to. He's one of those guys that's not listed, I guess, in the phone book. But apparently, according to the ordinance, people who violate this ban will be fined $50, and the same.
Oh, that's interesting. So they're going to fine the people as opposed to the businesses.
Well, that's how it is around here. We're doing the show from Florida, where smoking has been banned in virtually all businesses, and the people who are responsible for paying the fines here are the business owners.
Well, it makes more sense from a government standpoint to make the business owners responsible, because then
they're more likely to pay.
They've got to pay because they're not going to move their business. They're not just going to tell you, you know, they got to open up for business every day.
Right.
And they want to be able to do that without any trouble from the cops.
Exactly.
Secondly, you know, that puts them, gives the onus of control over their customers on them. Whereas in this case, which is real nice, they fine the people who are smoking in the bars.
But that's not all. Not only do they fine the individuals, but they also fine the businesses. So double your pleasure for the government in this particular case. And so the same fee will be levied to businesses who fail to enforce the ban. Fines for businesses will increase for each additional offense.
Hmm.
So if you're an individual, you get popped with a $50 fine, and if you're a business who has five different people smoke over a five-month period of time, you're going to have increasing fines over that that time period.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen if a business owner allows someone to smoke a cigar? Perhaps Mr. Timmerman comes into a local business after this ban is passed, and it's going to be 16 months, apparently, before it actually goes into effect.
Well, they like to do that. They like to give you the idea of getting used to it.
Well, what happens when somebody goes and decides they're going to engage in civil disobedience, and they refuse to pay the fine? They smoke, they get caught, the fine is refused, the bar owner refuses to pay the fine. What happens then?
Well, the fine's going to go up. They're going to have late charges and that kind of thing.
Right.
And they're going to send them little notices saying, hey, got to pay your fine.
Probably send the inspectors around, too, while they're at it. Find some violations.
Yeah.
Make up some violations, that sort of thing. Just general all-around harassment on the part of the part of the government on the business owner. And then eventually, if he continues to refuse to pay the fine, then what's going to happen?
Cops will come and say, you're going to pay this fine or else.
Or else what?
We're going to shut you down.
Well, what if I don't want to shut down? This is my business. I worked my whole life so I could own this business. I spent three decades saving up so I could buy this building and allow people to come here, play darts, and smoke cigarettes.
Sorry, the city council said you're going to pay or you're going to get shut down.
The city council, who are they? Who do they think they are? Do they own my property?
The people that pay the cops' paychecks.
Right, but the city council pays the cops' paychecks? Is that what you're saying? Okay, so you're essentially a gang member coming here and telling me I can't do business anymore, right?
You can call me what you want, but you're going to pay the fine.
Uh-huh. Or else you're going to...
I'm going to shut you down.
And if I don't want to leave...
You're going to go to jail.
And if I don't want to go to jail...
We're going to use force to subdue you.
Oof. You might kill me, as a matter of fact, won't you?
They'll never say that.
Oh, you don't think?
They won't say, no, we're going to kill you.
Yeah.
But you see, and in the escalation, if there's an escalation of force in this, you have to be willing to use force to protect what is yours before the cops will do anything. Otherwise, if you just fold your arms and say, I'm not going to pay,
they'll taser you.
They'll pick you up, and they'll drag you off, and they'll put you in the back of the paddy wagon. But if you use force to protect your property and your rights on your property, that's when they'll shoot you.
Your rights are already gone, apparently. You don't have them anymore. And the reason why is because there aren't enough people like Eric Timmerman. Eric Timmerman, who is a resident of West Lafayette, had the courage to light up a cigar in front of the city council in a smoke-free council chambers,
right,
violating some sort of statute right there. If more people had his courage, it wouldn't matter how many hundreds of scumbags wrote in, because that's how this got passed. 300 people emailed the city council member saying, we want you to pass this ban, and we need to ban smoking to protect the employees, because employees are just little dullards, and they don't understand what they're doing to themselves. We need to save them from themselves. This emotional crap, suggesting that people who accept bars in smoking businesses, accept jobs in smoking businesses like bars, don't understand what it is they're getting into. They're just small little children, a little adult children that can't make their own decisions. And so 300 people emailed, and then as a result, these city council members thought, well, gosh, everybody wants this. No, only 300 people want it. And it doesn't matter if, we looked up the statistics, there's 28,000 people in West Lafayette. It doesn't matter if 27,000 people email you. In America, we're supposed to have the freedom to pursue life, liberty, and property. The pursuit of happiness. My pursuit of happiness might include wanting to run a business establishment where I allow people to smoke cigarettes. Now look, I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, but maybe that's what I want to do with my life. Maybe I want to open that business. Not free to do it in West Lafayette, Indiana now, nor New York, nor Florida, nor California, and I'm sure about five or six other states.
Well, the way it really takes away your dream is because most people don't have the desire to allow people to smoke in their businesses. It's the making money part.
More coming back. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. More, more, more may be the plaintiff cry of turbocharged consumers, but it's also the voice of your vehicle's engine. When I come back, I'll tell you what the automotive beast wants more of.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Like consumers burn products and services and beg for more, so do vehicle engines burn gas and air and beg for more. And just like credit limits restrict buying power, so do limitations on number and size of cylinders reduce automotive power. Okay, so how do hungry engines get their power fix? Turbochargers. Here's how one works. Trapped exhaust air spins a turbine, which then turns an air pump, which compresses air. This squeezed air takes up less room, so more can be shoved into an engine cylinder. When more air meets gas, kapow! More energy or horsepower is created. Thankfully, aftermarket turbochargers are readily available to feed the consumer beast. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. If you want to take control of the airwaves and board out, please mark that bed. Not good.
Bad bed?
Bad bed. Hey, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And the toll-free lines are out of commission tonight, so therefore the only way to get on the phones with us is if you know the amplifier-only hotline, which you can get access to if you're an amplifier. And you can be an amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, our website is freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up for the updates there. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. So get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about West Lafayette, Indiana, and all of the rest of the places in this country that have passed smoking bans. Because some people don't like smoking. Duh. But apparently because some people don't like smoking, that means that a ban can be foisted on absolutely everyone. Even people that do like smoking. Even people that want to allow smoking in their businesses. And
you
it's outrageous.
That, you would think that people would be okay with the idea of a sign. You know, let's mandate that there's signs out in front of businesses that say this is a smoking establishment. Mm-hmm. At the very least, it would allow businesses that wanted to smoke, wanted to have smoking, to do that. But no.
It would certainly be more flexible.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't support mandating signs either. I don't support forcing and mandating anyone to do anything.
I agree.
But it certainly would be way better than what we're currently looking at.
You know, they're always using the employees' health as their particular the drum that they beat. Well, it's the employees. They're just an unhealthy workplace. Well, if an employee wants to work in an unhealthy workplace, let them.
Yeah. Well, they're not. They're banning it. They're passing laws. And the only way to stop this, besides really getting active before the law is actually passed, which is what's going on in New Hampshire. I mean, we're kind of on pins and needles right now as far as what's going on in the state of New Hampshire. And obviously, we pay close attention since it is the free state, and we're going there one of these days here, probably sometime this summer. But the New Hampshire House has passed a similar smoking ban, banning smoking from eating establishments and bars. And I don't know if it's all bars, but banning smoking to some extent in the state. And now it's going to go to the Senate for them to possibly pass or shut down. And so the activists there, the pro-liberty activists, most of them are non-smokers, are really getting active trying to stop this from actually being passed. But my question is, if it's actually passed, we need. What are we going to do about it? I think that something needs to be done. I think that we need to find business owners that aren't cowards, that are willing to face the consequences, to stand up for what they believe in. And if what they believe in is property rights and the ability to control their business and control their property and building the way they want to, they should be willing to put it on the line. I understand I'm not the one putting my bar on the line, but I'm just saying somebody should have that courage.
I don't think we should get the emotional investment of business owners or anyone else involved in it until we have that bridge to cross. At this point, the bridge to cross is getting it squashed in the Senate.
I understand.
That's where it needs to happen.
But this is still something that can be crossed in other communities.
Sure.
In West Lafayette, where this law is going to go into effect, if you can just find people with the courage to stand up and fight it, and it'd be best if you could find more than one business. Because if all you got is just one bar that's the lone bar out there that wants to allow smoking is willing to flaunt the law, they're going to get shut down and it's going to be a really sad story. But if five of them do it, you might have some ground to stand on there. I mean, civil disobedience can go a long way, but you have to have the courage to engage in it.
Yeah.
And
it's a copycat kind of thing. If one business does it, then another business will do it, and another one, and another one, and another one.
Well, the regulations have just begun. Massachusetts looking at a new bill that's going to require every single individual to be covered with health insurance. We'll give you the details on that coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Chance.